Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ornella Gross is back, ladies and gentlemen. Ornella is a member of our Brain Trust. She works in the financial industry and currently at the Teachers Retirement System of Georgia. She is the author of Moneylicious, I should say. Mm-hmm. Let me start that over. Moneylicious, that's not easy to say. A financial clue for Gen Y. She's our good friend, Ornella Gross. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Good to have you back. So, one of the things that's so interesting about right now, about the marketplace right now, Ornella, as I've said many times, in my long career, I've never seen as many generations working together, or attempting to work together, in the marketplaces we have right now. And I've never seen more divergent generations working together. What do you think?
I think that's accurate to say. You do have just about all the generations, and soon coming up, the ones that are going to be in their teens and able to get a part-time job, from
right.
16, 17, 18, working together. And I think it's going to take and I think even with HR professionals, they know it's going to take a different approach, especially with Generation Y, with collaboration and just understanding that there is a difference in the way they work compared to somebody who might be a baby boomer.
Are you hearing any frustration out of older generations about Gen Y?
I think there's positive and there's negatives. Like in any generation, you have those that don't work hard.
Yeah.
And they just, but I think in particular with Generation Y, and I know I've said this, mentioned on the show before, it's a different upbringing, and I think all parents know that when your children are in different activities, they get trophies, they might get an A for effort. I even see it now, even among education, the way parents will mostly take the side of their children over, let's say, a teacher.
That would never have happened. That would never have happened. My parents, my dad took me to school for 6 years in a row when I was in elementary school and walked me to the teacher and said, if you can't handle him, you let me know and I'll take care of it.
And that's how my
he said that in front. He said that in front of me to the teacher.
Yes. No, I totally.
And now, but now, listen, Ornella, I'm hearing stories about parents going on job interviews with their kids. I've heard stories about parents, the kid not getting the job and the parent berating the employer.
Yes, I've actually have heard stories of that too.
That can't be good, Ornella. That can't be good.
No, that's not good. But then again, those are the stories, but then there's also the positive aspects of Generation Y, which I think there's more of that than the negative. And
these kids are very, very smart, and they're very savvy, technologically savvy. They're coming to the market. Here's the thing, and I benefited from this in my own company. They're coming to the marketplace with more usable skills than any generation probably in the history of generations.
Yes, with skills. Probably. However, though, I think with the direction of technology is going and how much the particularly my generation uses technology to benefit themselves in the career, younger people are actually able to get more information and even have that type of dialogue or communication with their superior, even though they may not have the experience.
Well, see, this, thank you for saying that.
Time.
Well, here's what you just said is what I call lots of content, but not much context.
Mm-hmm.
See, when I was coming up in the marketplace, Ornella, I didn't have the content that I needed. You know, I had education, but I didn't. That wasn't going to help me where the rubber meets the road in the workplace or as much or the marketplace. So my bosses, my mentors, helped me get the content, and at the same time I got the context. When I learned about something, I not only got the information, I got how to use it at the same time. Well, the Gen Y folks are coming to the marketplace. They already have a lot of this content that I didn't have, but they don't have context. But here's the problem: they don't seem to appreciate the need for the content. I mean, the context. And that would be something I would say to them, Ornella, if I could, is realize that you have content, but you need more context, and you'll get that from the older folks. What do you think, Ornella?
Yes, that is true. I do agree with that, especially within organizations. Even with myself, I'm 30 years old. So I'm the larger.
You've crossed over the Rubicon.
I crossed over recently.
Wow! They don't even listen to you anymore, do they, Ornella?
I will say this. Even though this is funny, I sometimes do have a disconnect with some of my younger generation.
Are you serious?
Because many of them, especially when it comes to, communication, they'll text more than they'll actually pick up the phone. And I'm still that generation that remembers the long cord.
Right.
Hanging in the kitchen phone. Yeah. That would take you around the house. And having to write out all of my school papers, final and a draft.
Well, you're like a fossil, Ornella.
Yes, I am, in a way. But I think if Generation Y... especially with organizations, I really just wanted to say that when it comes to working in a workplace and even trying to better their career, I found the most important thing is networking.
Yeah.
I think job markets have plays. It's no longer just sending out your resume. It's also about networking. And I think that also goes for just about anyone just because times have changed. But along with that, you've got, there's my brother who started his own business and his co-founder that has done an excellent job.
Right.
There's another young girl who's actually, I think, of my generation. She is of my generation. She was 13 years old when she started her company, a hairline product, and now she's 21.
Wow.
And even though it's all about business, to create the product and to sell it, to distribute it in Walmart.
Right.
She is at Georgia Tech studying robotics.
Wow.
Well, that's great.
I need to take a quick break, Ornella. Give us the website,
yes,
please.
They can go to ornellagrosz.com.
And that's G-R-O-S-Z, the last name there. Check it out. Quick break. By the way, the book is called Moneylicious, A Financial Clue for Generation Y. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. At least the mystery is gone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.